This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of all the important stories in the field of medicine and things that we can do to support our health. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I got a lot of pent-up demand this week because, well, last week was a holiday week. We took it off, and that means all the more information that I have garnered to share with you. We've got some very important stories to share, and of course we're going to be talking about COVID-19. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Some people say it's receding. Some people say, just brace yourself for a second or a third wave. The whole situation's being mismanaged. We'll take a look at that controversy. Also, the showdown in Congress, a big face-off between Anthony Fauci and Senator Ron Paul. Did the press get it wrong in terms of this argument about the concept of herd immunity? 877-726-8255, subjects that we're going to delve into on your behalf. You can call us. I'm in the doctor's office. You can come right into my office. That's a rare thing on weekends and with social distancing. And you can pose a question, 877-726-TALK. And this morning, I'm trying to extend my exercise options. And exercise options are much reduced, particularly where I reside, which is New York City. So my gym, the YMCA, remains closed, and that's a place that I rely upon for usually a pre-show workout. It's a tradition that I've been observing for the past 30 or so years that I've been broadcasting, is that I exercise before the show. It keeps me sharp. It keeps me mentally alert. It reduces stress, and it relaxes me. It gets me into a good space to be able to recall all the important information that I need to put my fingers on to share with you during the program. But in the city, my only option would be, to do some floor exercises in my apartment or maybe put on some sneakers and run outside. I've been doing a lot of running, so I want to kind of ease up the stress on my lower extremities. So swimming would have been the choice, and I would have gone right next door to the YMCA and gone swimming in a nice heated pool. Temperatures in the water are declining here in the Northeast, although it's relatively warm this week. We had a kind of very chilly weekend last weekend. It was kind of hit us by surprise, temperatures in the 40s and 50s, but now it's moving up into the 60s and 70s. Outside, but the water temperature, as is the want during the seasons as they change, the water temperatures are declining, and it's too cold to just jump in a skin suit, put on your Speedos and jump in the water and swim. So I took advantage of a sale on wetsuits, triathlon wetsuits, and I've worn them before for athletic competition, but my wetsuits had some holes in them, so I got a new one. And I got some booties, neoprene booties and gloves, and a neoprene cap, and I'm loaded for bear to go swimming. out here on Long Island, which I where I sometimes retreat to on weekends. And so there's a whole lot on the health benefits of swimming in cold water. The temperature, when I check the water temperature where I swim out here on Long Island, it's 65 degrees. So 70 is about the threshold for comfort swimming. 65 is not extremely frigid, but it, you can't spend a lot of time in the water if you're not used to it at 65. And so I protect myself with a neoprene suit. And the idea of a wetsuit is you get wet, but it they're tight, and they keep a very, very thin layer of water between you and the suit. And what happens is your body heats the water in the wetsuit, so you actually feel relatively warm. You may say, well, what good is a wetsuit? It gets wet, so you're going to get cold. Well, it actually keeps that very ultra-thin layer of water between your skin and the suit, which your body can easily heat. But, there's something about water temperatures. You know, 65-degree day, that's pretty comfortable. You can walk outside in a pair of shorts and, you know, with a thin shirt on. But in the water, water, and this is, you know, simple physics, it conducts heat away from the skin at about 15 times the rate that air does. So, an air temperature of 40 degrees, you can kind of, you know, jump around and, you know, it's going to feel kind of cold. But a water temperature of 40 degrees is almost uniformly fatal. There have been some cases of people surviving shipwrecks and swimming to shore. In one celebrated case, there was a guy, the water temperature was like 45 degrees. His fishing boat sank, and the rest of the crew didn't survive. But he swam for hours, 3-4 hours to shore, and survived. But the trick of it is that this guy was like 245 pounds. A lot of insulation. It turns out that having more insulation is better when it comes to swimming. That's why, you know, swimmers' bodies are different than runners' bodies. Running is very sinewy. Swimmers' bodies are more like aquatic mammals. You know, some of the women, you know, you might say, well, they're not, swimsuit models. They're fantastic swimmers, a lot of muscles, but there's a little bit of layer of subcutaneous fat, and that's something that your body adapts to as you swim. But some of the benefits of swimming in cold water, there's actually a guy whose name is his name is Wim Hof. He has been dubbed the Iceman. He is best known for trying to scale Mount Everest in only a pair of shorts and hiking boots. He's broken many cold water swim records, including a near-fatal 57-meter swim under ice in the Arctic. Okay. He also does things like immersing himself in a tub of ice for up to 2 hours. And this is using a special breathing technique and mental resilience techniques. You know, so what's this all about? There's actually kind of a popular trend. And I don't do this to undertake an ordeal. I wear a wetsuit because I want to be comfortable. And, you know, I feel fine. And what my restriction in 65-degree water was not because it was too cold and I had to come out. I was shivering. It was because, you know, I'd swum enough and I was done. But there are actually people who do this as part of a health regimen. And several benefits. There's a boost to your immune system. You know, your body sees it's kind of an attack. And you kind of kick your immunity into high gear by swimming in cold water. You also boost your endorphins, and you probably also boost your endocannabinoids. These are the runner's high chemicals that your body generates when you exercise. But the same thing happens when you're exposed to cold. You take a cold water plunge, and so this is the body's way of coping with pain. And so when the cold water gets to the point of uncomfortable, the endorphins and endocannabinoids kick in. You also boost your circulation because it's in, you know, what happens is all the blood goes towards your core. And then when you warm up, it goes back out again. It's kind of a workout for your circulatory system. It's sort of the opposite of saunaing, but some people sauna and then they plunge into an ice water bath, and you know, it's a whole thing. Like people in Finland, they jump in the snow and they get beat up with birch branches. And this actually helps the circulation. There's some evidence that it may boost the libido, for real. It increases in testosterone and estrogen. Nitric oxide gets promoted by cold water immersion, and that's also good for sexual performance. You burn calories. You burn more calories in the cold than you do in the heat because your body has to work to stay warm. And you also boost something called brown fat. That's the good fat as opposed to the storage kind, the white fat or yellowish fat that is just basically that spare tire that you might have. The brown fat is actually a fat-burning fat, and cold induces brown fat to help you burn fat throughout the day and later on after your cold immersion. Also, there's a stress-reducing effect to this. You know, there's something that about cold water that really makes you focus on the task at hand as opposed to thinking about all the things that bother you. So cold water swimming, I advocated, and in the absence of a regular pool, that's something I'm going to try and do for as long as I can, hopefully through October as the temperatures decline. 877-726-8255. In a moment, we'll take a look at the great debate in Congress between the two heavyweights of medicine, Anthony Fauci, and Senator Ron Paul. Don't forget, he's also a doctor. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, there's lots of discussion about herd immunity, because if indeed there is herd immunity, then it means that we need to be a little less concerned with lockdown, and the imperative for the vaccine recedes. But if there is not a lot of herd immunity, then we need to continue with draconian measures to keep us separated and to protect us from infection. So a big showdown between Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and Senator Rand Paul. By the way, his father, I just see dispatch on the internet that his father, Ron Paul, also former congressperson, has just been hospitalized for a presumptive stroke. So that's in the news. But the son, Rand Paul, is a senator, and the press is doing a really poor job of reporting on this encounter because they're obviously biased. There are headlines like this one, triumphant headlines, Fauci shuts down Rand Paul on herd immunity. And if you've seen the encounter, Rand Paul, in kind of a circuitous way, tries to explain why he thinks that it's not merely a matter of how many people have been infected or tested positive for COVID-19, that there may be other factors involved in protecting people from infection. And Fauci, he gets impatient and he says, Senator Paul, and by the way, Senator Paul is an MD as well. So we're talking MD to MD, but it's like kind of a patronizing, like, look, you're just a congressperson. You're a lay person. You don't understand these science things. You know, if you think that we now have reached herd immunity, you are the only person who believes that that is the case. Something, he said something like that to the effect. And, you know, so it's like, listen to the science. Listen to the science, Senator Paul. But the science isn't really set in stone. And there's a lot about, there's a lot of controversy about herd immunity. I mean, the fact is that about 22% of New Yorkers test positive for the antibody, which is not the threshold of herd immunity. You need 60, 70% to get to herd immunity. So you could say, according to the mathematical equation for herd immunity, we haven't reached herd immunity. But this formula rests on two assumptions, that a given population immunity is distributed evenly and members mix at random. And that's not the case. That may be the case in orphanages or boarding schools or in the military units. But in the general populace, there's a lot of differences. It is very heterogeneous. And not only do people not mix randomly, infections do not happen randomly either. So this is according to a critique by Gabriella Gomes, a infectious disease modeler at the University of Strathclyde in the UK. Gomes and colleagues calculate the threshold at 10 to 20%. So that may be why what you're seeing in places like New York, London, and Stockholm is we're not seeing a big second wave. We're seeing some spotty resurgences in some communities which aren't really observing social distancing, sort of flaunting the rules. But, the other thing is there is what's called T-cell immunity, which we can't really put our finger on with commonly available tests. There are people who may be immune to coronavirus because of previous exposure to other coronaviruses, or they may not test positive for the B-cell antibodies, but the T-cell immunity is something that could make a real difference when it comes to this pandemic. So, you know, Fauci, I think, in my opinion, my regard for Fauci went down about 50 points after that. He did not engage in a nuanced discussion of some of the real factors involved in immunity. He's missing the boat on that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And In a moment, I'm going to tell you about something very interesting from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration about silver dental fillings, also sometimes referred to as mercury-silver amalgams. It's very interesting. But before we get to that, we want to take one of your calls. 877-726-8255 gets you on the show live, or you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
My name is Sherry, and I was wondering if there's any vitamin that I can take instead of my blood pressure pill, lisinopril. My doctor took me out of the other medicine. It was for acid reflux. He told me stop it because it was cancerous. Anyway, I just wanted to know if there's any vitamin that would take the place of that drug. Thank you.
I stopped the medicine because it was cancerous. I think there was a recall. There have been several recalls. There have been some recalls on some stomach medications, some acid-blocking medications, but that doesn't mean that they're inherently carcinogenic. It just meant a bad batch. It was a widespread recall. And similarly, from time to time, there have been some recalls on antihypertensive drugs. And, you know, this kind of really points out the problem of our supply chain, which is very unreliable. We get a lot of the raw materials and actually some of the finished drugs manufactured in China under conditions that are far from certain. And there can be adulterants in these products. There can be poor manufacturing issues. And therefore, there have been some recalls. So that, you know, that doesn't really address the main part of your question, which is, can you substitute a supplement for your blood pressure medication? And I would say that's not something we can do on the radio. I can't just say, okay, stop taking your lisinopril against your doctor's wishes, and we can put you on a whole raft of supplements that have the potential to lower blood pressure. Well, I could do that in, you know, working with you directly in my medical practice, as I so often do, but it would have to be under doctor's supervision. Sometimes we can substitute and get people off of medication, especially when they upregulate their exercise and change their diets. That's a very workable proposition. But for me to say, look, stop taking your lisinopril and just take like 4 fish oil capsules a day and that'll be fine. You know, your blood, don't worry about it. Your blood pressure will be controlled. I can't say that. Fish oil is marvelous for blood pressure. But in terms of a one-to-one swap, I can't say that that necessarily isn't going to work. Other things that can be helpful, aged garlic extract. You know, we talk about chiolic aged garlic extract on this program. There's some really very, very impressive studies that show that 4 capsules a day of the 600 milligram version, that's the chiolic reserve, can significantly lower blood pressure. Also, nitric oxide is helpful for nitric oxide supplements can help lower blood pressure. We like the Berkeley Life products. And all my patients with hypertension, I prescribe the Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. They help to dilate the blood vessels, and they can also help to reduce blood pressure in certain instances. Other things that can be helpful, magnesium. You know, especially absorbable forms of magnesium, like magnesium taurate can have a good blood pressure effect. Coenzyme Q10 can have a good blood pressure effect. Grapeseed extract and pycnogenol may have some impact on arterial flexibility. These are some of the things that definitely can help. There's even some suggestions that, and all of the studies are mixed, on making sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. That could be an important component in optimizing your blood pressure. So there you have it. It, you know, it's not so simple as a one-to-one swap. Like, here's like, you know, magic super blood pressure lowering pill that we can say, go to the health food store and get that, or I can sell it to you online. And, you know, just knocks the tar out of all the conventional medicines on the market. Not going to work that way. It's a kind of a, it's going to take a, the synergistic effect of several supplements, diet, exercise, even stress reduction, sleep, all these factors play a role in blood pressure control. But thank you for that great question. 877-726-8255. If you want to call us now or record a question, you're welcome to it. You know, let's talk about Future Farm, which is one of our great sponsors. You know, they've just become the recipient of the Greater Phoenix Business Journal's Small Business Award. So we want to congratulate them on that in this time when small businesses are extremely challenged. They're thriving because they're making some great products. You know, naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplement. It's a brand new all-natural daily preventive against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's called Black for Health. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with the liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, this item is quite unexpected. And I want to thank, I think it's one of my good colleagues posted this on Facebook, and I was just taken aback. Headline, FDA warns popular dental filling could cause health problems for some patients. Now, we've been saying for ages that it doesn't make a lot of sense to introduce mercury into the body in mercury-silver amalgams, because we know that mercury is highly toxic to the nervous system and to many organs of the body. So why deliberately place it in the mouth where you can swallow it, you can inhale the vapors? It breaks down gradually, but it breaks down and you absorb the mercury. And for ages, the American Dental Association has been saying, no problemo, nothing wrong with this. But it's kind of counterintuitive to think that, you know, we ought to use toxic substance in dentistry. Check this out. U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned this last Thursday that silver dental fillings, known as dental amalgam, may cause health problems for some high-risk groups. The updated FDA guidance said the filling material could lead to health issues for those with a hypersensitivity to mercury. Now, you know, I question that because it's like, okay, well, just like only those individuals who have a hypersensitivity to mercury? You know, in other words, is it like allergy to dairy? I mean, dairy is perfectly good, but you have an allergy to dairy, you shouldn't have dairy because it can kill you. Is that the way mercury works? Or is mercury not merely something that you can be allergic to or hypersensitive to, but isn't it a toxin? And some people may be more susceptible to its toxic effects and others less. But nonetheless, it's a toxin. Dental amalgams are a mixture of silver, tin, copper, and mercury. And the FDA and the American Dental Association just said for years the material is safe. Nothing to see here, folks. But advocates, like yours truly, have called for a filling material that doesn't contain mercury since at least the 1970s. The FDA's recommendation said that dental amalgam is safe for most. But there are some who should avoid the material. Check this out. Pregnant women and their developing fetuses. Okay, hold on. Does that mean that if you're pregnant, you shouldn't get a filling with mercury in it? But what about all those other fillings you've had prior to becoming pregnant? That doesn't make sense. This is a non sequitur. Women who plan to become pregnant, okay? Well, if you're a 13-year-old girl and you go to the dentist and the dentist wants to put a mercury silver amalgam in your mouth, at some point, you plan to become pregnant, you know, maybe 10, 20, or 30 years hence, but you might want to plan to become pregnant. So these guidelines are very, very unclear. Women who are nursing, so don't, you know, breastfeeding, don't get a mercury silver amalgam. and children, especially those that are under the age of six. And we do this routinely. Pediatric dentistry is rife with abuse for kids, especially poor kids, because doctors who are Medicaid mills often use mercury silver amalgams, and they get reimbursed by the government to put unnecessary fillings into the teeth of kids who are going to shed their teeth anyway. People with kidney problems. Well, the mercury's not good for people with kidney problems. Well, it's okay for people with normal kidney function, but if you've got kidney problems, you shouldn't have it. And people with pre-existing neurological conditions like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's. Whoa. Well, what if you are on the cusp of developing MS, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's? And we know that there's going to be a pandemic of neurodegenerative disease in this country as baby boomers age. So they say dental amalgam is widely used because it's strong, durable, and less expensive than other filling material. It's the ideal material. It's very malleable, and it lasts for a long time. So a lot of dentists say, hey, it's good stuff. It does, however, release small amounts of mercury vapor. The amount of vapor released depends on how much people grind their teeth and how old the particular filling is. So you may say, well, I got that filling like 20 years ago. That can't be bothering me. Well, actually, it may be bothering you more because its surface is eroded. So they say in this FDA statement, although the majority of evidence suggests exposure to mercury from dental amalgam does not lead to negative health effects in the general population, little to no information is known about the effect this exposure may have on members of the specific groups who may be at higher risk to potential negative health effects of mercury exposure. So what do you do instead? Well, the FDA suggests dentists use alternatives like composite, which is, you know, all the fillings that I have are now composite. I had all my mercury silver amalgam taken out. Upon release of this new FDA revised guidance, the American Dental Association chimed in and said, quote, it reaffirms its position that dental amalgam is a durable, safe, and effective cavity filling option. There was no new scientific evidence cited as part of the FDA recommendation. So they're sticking to their guns. But you, as a consumer, should vote with your feet when it comes to dentists who use safer alternatives to mercury silver amalgams. I just never thought I'd see the day when the FDA finally acknowledged that maybe there's something wrong here. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, when people age, you know, there's an expression, they ossify, they get stiff, it's harder to move. And also they sometimes become ossified in their thinking. They, you know, stick to the same routines. It's harder to break out of a rut. And this is the opposite of what's called plasticity. Plasticity, you know, the term plastic means something that's flexible. The body becomes less flexible. The brain becomes less flexible or plastic. And neural flexibility has to do with the ability to adapt to new stressful circumstances and change, which is something we need a lot of these days as we face the pandemic. We need plasticity. But a new study is the first of its kind to link obesity with reduced brain plasticity. It has found that overweight people are less likely to be able to rewire their brains and find new neural pathways. And this has implications not just for everyday folks, but also people recovering from a stroke or brain injury. Because if you ever talk to someone who's survived a stroke, and they may have some difficulty walking, or they may have some they may completely lose the ability to speak, they gradually rewire their brains, even though parts of the brain are technically dead. But the brain, in a wonderful feat of adaptation, can forge new connections and bypass the area of destruction. And this is what's called neuroplasticity. In a new paper published in Brain Sciences, researchers show that brain plasticity is impaired in obese people, making it less likely that they can learn new tasks or remember things. This also may have implications for recovery from stroke or brain injuries. They say obesity is already associated with a raft of adverse health effects, including a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, metabolic disorders, and dementia. For the first time, we found that obesity was associated with impaired brain function, adding further support for the need to address the obesity epidemic. And here's the stat. A growing number of people are obese, 650 million people worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. And the percentage of people who are overweight or obese in the United States is, unfortunately, going up, up, up. So this item has to do with the vaccine. You know, they're talking about Operation Warp Speed. They want to bring a vaccine to the marketplace even before the election. You know, they say that October. Well, it's you know, many of you are going to be listening to this in October. Is a vaccine around the corner? And if so, would you be ready to take it? Well, they did a poll. This is called the Axios Ipsos Survey of 1,100 U.S. adults surveyed August 28th through 31st versus September 18th through 21st. So it's two sequential surveys. The share of Americans eager to try a first-generation coronavirus vaccine dropped significantly in the last month, even as President Trump hyped suggestions that one could be ready before the election. There may be a political element to this, but it's actually kind of a bipartisan thing. It turns out that more Democrats now are skeptical of the vaccine than Republicans. That's because Trump has advocated the vaccine. So just like hydroxychloroquine, you know, there's a real differential. Republicans, if they get sick with COVID-19, say, bring it on. I want the hydroxychloroquine. Democrats are saying, nah, that's no good. So battle lines are being drawn between the parties. But it's actually a bipartisan thing. Only 13% of Americans said they'd be willing to try the vaccine immediately. Wow. 6 in 10 Americans now say they don't want to take a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as it's available. That's up from 53% at the end of August. And their reluctance has intensified. There's actually more Democrats than Republicans who would refuse the vaccine. By no means is this a one-party thing, because the vast majority of people are skeptical. They say, hey, you know, let somebody else try it first. You know, if it's safe and it works, I'm in, but I don't want to be the first guinea pig on this new proposition. 877-726-8255. Got another hour for you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question. More coming up in our second hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Coffey.